Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Amber Smith's Keeping It Real One-on-One, straight from the heart, baby. I hope you guys enjoyed your Christmas holidays, and I hope you guys are ready to enter the new year. Well, I am. So listen, grab your cups, grab your drinks, grab your blunts and your new Christmas presents, because baby, it's about to be a stone gas tonight. Get ready, because it's on. Hey guys, welcome back. Hey guys, we're back. Listen, if you're just tuning in, you're tuning in to Amber Smith's Keeping It Real 101, straight from the heart, baby. Listen, if you guys need some advice, if you guys want to talk about some things, make sure you send me an email at Tinka, T-I-N-K-A, at Gmail. No, you know what? Let me, you know what? That is incorrect. It is T-I-N-K-A at TinkasToiletTalk.com. That's Tinka, T-I-N-K-A at TinkasToiletTalk.com. Make sure you send me an email. And please be sure to let me know where you're from. Let me know where you're at. I like to know where my listeners are from all over the world. So you don't have to leave your name. You can be anonymous if you like. But I'd like to know what state you're from, if you don't mind. And listen, guys, make sure you follow me on all social medias. Amber Smith, that's my regular page. Amber Smith, Super Influencer, that is my creator page. And also make sure that you follow me on Instagram at BBW Extraordinaire. And make sure that you follow me, Financial Fabulista, everywhere. Listen, guys, I'm going to jump right into things. I got a lot of things I want to talk about. I got a lot of things I want to touch on. Miss Wendy Williams, Jacquees, and a few other things. So listen, I'm going to go ahead and get started with an email from a sweet young lady named Miss DC. Miss DC is from Arkansas, and she has an issue that she'd love for me to help her with. She says, "Hey, Amber." Hey, DC, I need some serious advice. You know I got you. I've been with my fiance for 3 years. Excuse me, y'all. You know I hate that. I'm dealing with these allergies. But anyway, we plan to get married next year in June. He's a really good guy. Everything I could ever dream of. He spoils me. He listens to me. He cooks. He cleans. He does it all. He's also has his own business, so he's financially okay, too. Now, you know that's what I like to hear, baby. Get up on that own thing. If y'all listening to me live, y'all can make sure you give me them claps, baby. And you guys can make sure you catch me live whenever. I'll let you guys know on my Facebook. And make sure you follow my social medias. Anyway, the problem is, a couple of weeks ago, we were taking a trip to L.A., and he'd asked me to check online for tickets. I don't know what made me do it. But I pulled up the history, and I was in pure shock. All I saw was pages and pages of porn. Not unlikely for a young man. So I decided to click on a few and see what he's been watching. And almost all of them were videos of men getting things stuck up their behinds. Men with their wives wearing strap-ons and entering them from the back. There were so many, but I kept looking, and almost all were of that nature. I was disgusted, and I felt ashamed just looking at the vids. Wow, DC. Wow, that's something to see. I don't know what to do. I haven't confronted him yet. But I just feel weirded out by the whole thing. And our sex life is definitely being affected. I want to talk to him about it, but I don't know what to say or how to bring it up. I've been a wreck. Am I about to marry a gay man? How do I address this? Help! DC from Arkansas. DC from Arkansas. Baby, where will I begin? You know what? I'm going to begin by paying some bills. So y'all give me a minute. I'm going to come back and we're going to answer Miss DC from Arkansas's question and help her with her dilemma. So you guys stay tuned. Take a sip, take a nip, and I'll be right back, baby. Hey guys, we're back. And I was just talking, going to read an email from Miss DC out of Arkansas. So listen, we're going to jump right into things. DC, listen, the first thing is communication. You say you saw these things and it's been a couple of weeks ago and you haven't talked to your fiance about this yet. That's a big problem. The only way that you're going to really find out what it is that attracts him to that, you know, why he likes looking at that, is to simply ask him, you know. And I see that you said, am I going to marry a gay man? Contrary to popular belief, just because a man may be attracted to his woman inserting something in his anus does not mean that he is gay. I know a lot of people are going to argue me there. Let's argue. I've got time. However, some of them may be. I'm not here to say who is and who isn't. I'm only here saying that that doesn't necessarily mean that. And technically, a gay person is attracted to one of the same sex. You didn't mention anything about him. You know, you said all the videos were of that nature. You didn't say anything like men on men or anything like that. And I would have to believe that if a guy was looking at all that stuff, if he had any inkling of something like that, you might have found you one or two of them in there too. You feel me? So like I said, I can't answer for him as far as, you know, what attracts him to that or why he likes that. But what I can answer to you is say that it doesn't necessarily mean that he is gay, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it is something that you can't help him with. Because it looks like to me, just from what you told me, I don't know him, but if he's watching that, it looks like he may be wanting that, or that is something that turns him on. So communication is key. You're going to have to talk to him. Don't be afraid. If you're looking to spend your life with this guy and you're looking to marry this guy and you feel like you can't talk to him about something, and especially something like that, listen, if it would have been me, which it's not, but if it would have been me, I'd have been on the horn already, you know. I want to know what the hell going on, you know, but that's just me. You know, there's ways to handle things, but you definitely want to talk to him, and you definitely want to communicate and let him know that you're open to talking to him, but that you want to get to the bottom of this. No pun intended. Okay. So listen, like I say, communicate. Don't be afraid. If this is the guy, like I said, you want to spend the rest of your life with, don't be afraid to talk to him, and don't be ashamed of him. Don't judge him. Don't assume that he's gay because he's liking that. You know, that's the worst thing you could do. You're supposed to be his better half. Talk to him and find out what's going on. And if it's a situation, something that you're not comfortable with and can't deal with, then you should be able to convey that to him. And you guys may have to go your separate ways, whatever the issue is. But communication is key, because you don't want anything ending up nasty. And then you don't want anything ending when it doesn't even have to be, you know, when it's simply not what you think. So make sure that you talk to him, DC. And if you guys need any counseling, make sure you contact me. I can help you guys with that. And good luck to you guys. As always, I love you for free. And a damn thing you can do about it, baby. All right. So, yeah, if y'all have a situation like that, or y'all have, you know, problems in your relationship, man, make sure you communicate. I swear I'm gonna make t-shirts that say communicate. That's it, because that is what we are lacking in the world, period. But definitely in relationships and things like that, we are lacking communication. People are afraid to talk to one another. What in the world? I can't do it. I need to be able to talk to you. I need you to be able to understand what I'm saying. And even if I'm saying something that you do not like, I need you to be able to respect me enough to listen to what I'm saying and hear me. And I'm not going to be afraid to say those things to you for fear that you're going to yell at me or that, you know, whatever. It's crazy, but anyway, baby, what is going on with Miss Wendy Williams? How you doing? Listen, honey, it looks like her husband done did it again. Looks like he done got this woman pregnant for a second time. Hearsay that she was pregnant before, but now she's supposed to be pregnant again, and Wendy is in the midst of divorce, allegedly. Okay, so we don't know really what's going on, but it's not looking good for Wendy. And also, Wendy's been, if you watch her show, she's been sitting down a lot, not really doing a lot of standing up. She had a cast on her arm or a sling or something on her arm here recently. And they've been saying that she's been having some health problems. But and a while back, I know you guys remember when she passed out. And some people are saying that her health problems are maybe a little more than just, you know, the basic things that she was saying that it was. I don't know. This is all alleged. But you guys, you know, we're gonna hope that Wendy gets to feeling better and send some well wishes out to her. You know, because I don't knock Wendy for what she does. It's her job. It's what she does, you know. So, anyways, but guess who of all people want to come out and say something about Wendy Williams? Do you guys remember Sherry Johnson or Cherry? I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it, but it's Sherry or Cherry Johnson. She played the best friend of Laura on Family Matters. And she also played the best friend of Punky Brewster on Punky Brewster. And her name was Cherry. Anyways, out of the blue, she jumps on her Instagram and makes a video and starts just going in on Wendy Williams. So me and my people decided to do a little research and see if we could find out if maybe her and Wendy Williams might have had some beef back in the past or something. Because, you know, Wendy, baby, Wendy was on everybody. You understand me? So, you know, we went to check, but we couldn't find anything. We didn't, you know, it was just like she just came out of the blue. And I'm going to see if I can pull it up right quick for you guys and let you know what she said. Matter of fact, I'll let you guys hear it right quick. Let's see.
Shit, talking shit post of 2018. Hey, Wendy, I heard that your husband got his mistress pregnant for the second time and you about to play stepmama again. Now, it seems like Kevin got that super sperm. How come you ain't getting pregnant?
Oh, that's right. How you doing, William?
Karma's a bitch. You need to leave people alone, 2019. Find Jesus. Be a nicer person.
So, as you guys heard, she had some things to say about Miss Wendy. So I don't know what that's about. Maybe she just wanted to jump on and somebody to talk about her or her to be relevant or something like that. I don't really know. But she definitely had that to say about Miss Wendy. And if you guys couldn't hear it, I think you guys may have been able to hear it. I'll put the link up on my Facebook and everything, and you guys can check it out. But yeah, she's something special. And you guys, you can find her, Sherry, that's Cherie Johnson 75, and that's on Instagram. So you guys check her out, and you guys can see the full video and see whatever she has to say and see what the people are saying in the comments. Okay, baby, now we're going to move right on along to Mr. Jacquees. Ew, Jacquees. Jacquees is out of control, baby. Y'all know last week I talked about his little crazy behind, honey. He said he was the king of R&B. He around here disrespecting people, honey. Now he done jumped all online, showing everybody his house and showing everybody what a safe is in his house and how much money he got in his house and all this kind of stuff like this, baby. Jacquees is out of control. And, baby, this is what the people have done. Baby, they done put a whole daggone petition for him on change.org. They done did a whole petition to stop Jacquees from remaking songs. Lord have mercy, y'all gotta check it out. Again, I'll put that link on my social media page too, and you guys can check it out. Baby, Jacquees is out of control. I was really rooting for that guy, you know, but until he opened his mouth, and like I say, you entitled to say anything you want. You entitled to open your mouth and feel like you are the king. But just remember, since you have put yourself on such a higher platform and people are watching you, you have to suffer the consequences that come along with you opening your mouth and saying what you want to say. So I suggest, Jacquees, if you're listening, baby boy, humble it down a little bit. Lord, y'all leave Jacquees alone. They got a petition to stop that boy from saying it. Heck no. Anyway, honey. So, yeah, I guess everybody over the Christmas holidays heard about the Bird Box. Everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all online. Honey, Sandra Bullock made her some money, honey. And then, Netflix too. Baby, if you didn't watch it, baby, you need to check it out. It's a pretty good movie. I've heard different reviews from different people. A lot of people are saying that they hyped it up a lot, which, you know, social media can and will hype things up. But it absolutely was a good movie, pretty good movie. I guess, with the preconceived notions, I guess people thought that it would be more or whatever, but it was pretty good. So you guys check that out. I don't want to reveal anything because I don't know if you guys have seen it or not, but you it just look down your timeline, you know, but it's a really good movie. So you guys check that out. Listen, I'm gonna let you guys take a break and take a sip and take a snap and take a puff. Whatever you gotta do, do you just make it do what it do. I'm gonna take me a minute and pay me a bill or two. Y'all wonder why I say I'm paying bills. Those are for my sponsors and my ads. And I know sometimes they don't come up right away, but they're still, it's a long story, but I'm still getting paid for it, baby. So I'll take a little break and I come back, but there'll probably be some sponsor ads in between here after everything gets rolling the way that it's supposed to, but I'm just going ahead and fixing everything. So again, I'm gonna pay some bills, baby, and I'll be right back, Jack. Entrepreneurs, are you struggling with starting your own business or brand? Are you ready to take your dreams to the next level? What if there was a ready-made solution for you? For whatever do you mean, Amber? I'm talking about You Can Build a Brand. You can get a pre-made online business already set up and ready to go. Basically like a business in a box, if you will. You get your own dropshipping business in your own name, generating thousands of dollars, and you never have to bother with inventory or shipping. It's all done for you. You just advertise your store and make money. You set your own prices and so much more. Startup prices are the lowest around, and there's even a layaway or payment plan. And guess what? You get your site with your first payment. You don't have to wait. You do not have to wait. When you make your first payment, you get your site, and you can start making money. Okay? This is literally the wave of the future. If you're ready to start your own business, visit www.youcanbuildabrand.com and throw a like on Facebook and Twitter too, or Facebook and Instagram. You Can Build a Brand. Hey guys, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're tuning in to Amber Smith's Keeping It Real 101. And it's straight from the heart, baby. So listen, I just finished telling you guys about Mr. Jacques and Miss Wendy Williams. But guess who decided to go in on Wendy Williams as well? 50 Cent. Baby, you know 50 Cent always got something to say about everybody, about everything. He is the king of petty, okay? So he decided that he wanted to make I think it was Twitter or it might have been Instagram. At any rate, it was one of his social medias. And he says, let's see if I can find it for you guys. Here it is. He says there's a picture of Wendy Williams there. You guys can follow him, 50 Cent, on Instagram. This bitch, didn't I tell her not to put me on her show till she talk about being the world's most famous side bitch? Get the strap. Excuse me, y'all. 50 Cent petty as hell. He petty as hell, baby. Listen, did y'all hear about Forrest Whitaker? Baby and his wife filing for divorce. Keisha Nash Whitaker and Forrest Whitaker. They met in 1994, married in 1996, and after 22 years of marriage, he has filed for divorce. Now, everybody told my he done lost a little weight and he finna get his eye fixed. I don't know. But, I mean, listen, you know, 22 years is a long time to be with somebody. But, you know, sometimes people grow apart, you know. And a lot of people are saying, you've been with somebody that long, people just give up. But you don't know how long, you know, that they've been unhappy. And I can definitely speak from experience being in a long relationship, similar years, that sometimes you just grow apart. So you still love each other, but, you know, you may just grow apart and, you know, things like that. So, but anyway, I want to say shout out to Forrest Whitaker and his wife, but, you know, I don't know. Well wishes to you guys, and hopefully you guys can do it real easy without any problems, because you know people love to fight, baby. And they around here talking about Kim and Kanye because they done let Northwest wear some red lipstick. They posted a picture on Twitter, and she's so pretty, little Northwest. But she had her hair straightened out, and she had on this really bright red lipstick, supposed to be like Christmas or something like that. But you know, she's only 5 years old, so people are ripping them to shreds. On the internet because she had this red lipstick on. I mean, if you ask me, ain't no child 4 year old got no business wearing a red lipstick. But then when you're talking about entertainers in that life, you know, everybody grows up fast and things are out of the norm. But anyway, so Lala Anthony is pregnant after jumping back with Mr. Carmelo. Babe, I know that's right. Honey, he knows he's a fine one. But anyway, they done got back together and she's pregnant. So congrats to them on that. Man, I tell you, there's so much going on. DMX is getting out of jail. He says he's excited to get back to his music and movie career. He's supposed to be getting out January 27th, excuse me, of 2019. He's in Gilmer Federal Correctional Institution, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, he's supposed to be getting out then. So congrats on that, DMX. And you know, we hope to see you out here doing some, you know, some positive things and not doing any backsliding, because you know DMX done had, you know, his time, you know. So anyway, y'all, I hope y'all enjoyed y'all Christmas and everything. You know, I had a wonderful Christmas. I actually did not do too much this Christmas. Normally I'm always traveling, I'm always somewhere. I'm definitely traveling, I'm on location right now, but I still didn't do much. I just kind of sat around with the fam and ate, drank good, and just enjoyed, you know, family and being that. So hopefully you guys had a great time. I'm really just, if you really want to know the truth, I'm just sick of the Christmas. Call me a Scrooge. I'm just sick of it, and I'm not even going to get started on all the Christmas is a holiday, the pig, and the... I mean, I'm not even going to get into all of that. I'm just kind of just tired of it. I'm tired of spending my money, honey. I got to go ahead and spend my money on these holidays and stuff. I ain't doing it all the time. But anyway, so yeah, but I really enjoyed you guys coming and hanging with me for a minute, you know, and getting a little litz with me. Getting all feeling all right and everything. So listen, we doing a little talking ish and swallowing spit. We do it every other night. You guys make sure you follow my social media pages to find out when I will be live, because the live shows are awesome. So you guys make sure you do that. I will be reposting this on YouTube, reposting on all of the social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. So you guys make sure you follow me to get the scoop and find out what's going on. We are moving on to 2019 bigger and better. The show is going on, baby. We will be back in 2019 bigger and better. I'll probably do a New Year's show. So until then, you guys enjoy yourselves. You know I love you for free. And you know what I'm gonna say? Flush the BS. Let it go. Don't conform to any standards. Set them, honey. It's Amber signing out. Peace, baby.